Hi, this is Jennifer Smith, and thank you for listening to The 15-Minute Shift. This is a podcast where I give you 15 minutes of enlightenment, an activity, or a challenge every week to change your mindset, change your vibe, and change your life. Let's dig in. Happy Friday, friends. Today is January 31st, and I want to talk to you about the art of unplugging. I mean, seriously, unplug yourself from all things that do not bring you immense joy, fulfillment, happiness, or positivity. I know this sounds corny, and everyone says this, and it's like the thing that everyone is always talking about. Oh, only do you. Don't do things you don't like. But let's be real. Every single one of us has a tendency to follow on all these varieties of social media, all the things that are not of our heart, of our spirit, and of our soul. Even though there's someone out there we dislike, we'll go peek at it. Somebody unfollowed us, we'll go look at them. What are they doing? Who are they talking to? Who are they friends with now? Someone unfriends you? Well, why did they unfriend me? Who cares? The bottom line is, we live in a society where we're more immediate than a drive-through. We want information driven to us faster than we could possibly process it. And then when we get it, it's such a letdown. We get stuck. We get stuck in the cyclical, like, oh, I can't wait for them to say one more thing. I'm going to keep going on their page and I'm going to keep reading it. I've done that. Many people out there that I coach or I talk to have done that. But in reality, is that really, really, really worth your energy? Is it worth your time? Probably not. Probably isn't. So today I did a live video in my group, the Light Seekers Tribe on Facebook. If you are not a member, please join me over there. And I talked about feeding in to the collective energy. And by collective energy, I mean like the whole universe. Feeding into the whole collective energy of an idea or a theory or maybe a concept. In the United States, we can talk about that as being politically driven. It can also be driven by the media. Whatever the case may be, we have this hell-bent desire for information faster than we can process it. And we just keep seeking it out and we keep seeking it out and we keep seeking it out. And then what happens? Then we get angry when it's the other side or it's something that maybe, you know what, I've had a lot of people come to me lately and they're like, I just quit Facebook. Well, why is that? Oh, because everyone's just on there bragging. Who's bragging? What are you talking about? I get this a lot. And I'll say, what are you talking about? Who's bragging? Well, such and such, you know, they got a new car. Okay. Well, they're never on Facebook. And then all of a sudden they're on there because they got a new car. Okay. Well, then such and such, you know, they painted their living room. And such got a new hairdo. And so she's on there bragging about that. Well, that's what social media is. It's a funny, funny thing. People want to denounce the very thing of what exactly social media is, but then they go right back to it. So what I'm challenging you to do today, the reason for my podcast today, is this. Unplug from the things that make you feel icky. Unplug from the stuff that makes you angry, jealous. Unplug from when you see the opposing political view person post something that talks about the person you're for. Stop following them. Stop following them. We have to choose. It's a choice to be more for the things that we love than we are more against the things we don't love. Because if you're spending all this time in your life complaining, making fun of, sharing posts, sharing memes that degrade and berate the things you're not for, you're doing all the wrong things energetically. You shouldn't be talking negatively or engaging or liking or approving or applauding things that talk negatively about anything or anyone. You should be speaking in a positive way, supporting and nurturing and sending energy and belief and manifesting a positive outcome. So if you're for, I'm just going to use politics. This is a really easy thing. If you're all for candidate A because they're sparkly and shiny and you love how they did whatever, then only post positive things about candidate A. Don't spend 80% of your time out there posting how you hate candidates B, C, D, and E, and how B is a former whatever, and C is a ex whatever, and D is a bad father or a bad mother or whatever. Don't talk about the negative reasons why you don't like B, C, D, and E. Only talk about why and what's positive about what you love. We get so hung up in that. Social media is the easiest way for you to get hung up in feeding a negative vibration. It is. It will feed a negative vibration. And then in 10 seconds or less, you will find yourself having anchored into the manifestation of a negative vibration because you are feeding negativity about something you don't like. And a lot of you will go, but I don't like it. I don't care. Well, why are you speaking more? You're spending more of your time speaking negatively about the things you dislike than you are speaking positively about the things you like. I do it too. But I catch myself and then I say, nope, I got to delete that. Or nope, I'm just not going to follow this person anymore. Some people tell me, well, I only do it just to get such and such as goat. Okay, here's the deal. Get your own goat. Like literally go buy a goat and get that. No, I'm just kidding. Seriously though, you don't need to worry about who you're going to trigger or who you're going to affect or who you're going to piss off. It shouldn't even be a thought of yours. It should be solely about what brings you happiness. You should be absolutely driven to improve your own life. You should be driven to improve and be positively inspired by the things you do follow. So my challenge for you this week is disconnect yourself from all the things that feed negativity, all the things that feed this beast out there from the mainstream media that prove that divisiveness and segregation are correct, because that's all they prove. Be a token of peace amongst people of different opinions by saying, you know what? I just don't care what you believe in, Jen. This is my thing. We can still be friends. That's how a difference of opinion works. It is absolutely not necessary for us to disagree and then draw a line and go, we are now enemies. Never in my life, I'm 45 years old, never in my life has this ever been, I don't remember a time, even as a child, of my parents saying, they disagree with me, so I'm drawing a line right here and now I'm calling them to war. I've never. It's now. This social media has created this desire of ours to go to war with people with a difference of opinion. And it fuels within us a desire to validate ourselves and prove ourselves correct. So, what can you do to get yourself out of that angry, resentful, negative cycle of thought, of belief? What can you do? So I'm going to give you a rundown. I'm going to give you a rundown of some things you can do to change who you follow, why you follow, what you follow. Number one, do a complete social media sweep. If you've been friends with someone who you really don't like and you're only friends with them because you're afraid to be the one to delete them, delete them. If you have a relative, and I don't care if they're your sister's husband or your third cousin twice removed, if they're out there and they have nothing positive to ever say about you, Nothing. Like, I'm talking, you post a picture of your wedding or your kids and they don't comment, like, or say anything. And then you post something that says, I love such and such. And they go, well, let me tell you 10 reasons why that person is a loser. Delete them. Unfollow them. There's going to be people out there that are listening to me right now and they're going, but I can't delete them. Then everyone will think I'm against them. Here's a little tidbit. They're not for you. They're already against you. They decided they were against you by not being kind and appreciative and supporting a win of yours. So get rid of them. Unfollow all the pages on Facebook that feed hate, negativity. Some of you might find that some pages you can keep secret. You can go in there and read the posts and laugh, but you don't have to share the things. You don't have to share the negativity. If you like person A and you're all about person A, you can belong to person A's group and support person A, but you don't need to share all the posts that talk negatively about person B. You don't need to do that. That is not feeding your positivity. That's not feeding a positive energy. So first thing, do a social media sweep. Number two, find new things to follow. Retrain your brain. What do you want to see more of? Quotes, art, nature, I don't know, whatever your hobbies are, go seek them out. I have a 10-year-old. He happens to be completely enthused and enthralled and absorbed with all things NASCAR. I set him up a Twitter account and I let him follow all the people on NASCAR and all the things he loves so that he can pop on there and he can look, and he likes to share it with me all the time, and it fills his bucket up way up. It's awesome. So maybe you need to delete your Twitter account or your Facebook account. Probably can't delete Facebook. It'd be a little complicated. And just start all over by only going through and loving the things you love. Number three, what are you commenting to other people? Are you a person going out there that you're liking and loving and supporting? Like, because I talked a couple minutes ago about how people tell me all the time that they can't stand Facebook because everyone's on there bragging. Here's the thing. Your winning season might just happen to be during my losing season. It doesn't make you wrong. Let's say that again. Your winning season just might be the same time as my losing season. It doesn't make you wrong. I should be giving you a high five, congratulating you, liking your success, liking your posts. Not, oh my God, what a bragger. No. Support other people in their wins. Be appreciative that they're sharing their story. Congratulate them. You can't expect people to do the same for you if you have never nothing nice to say. Number three. Not everyone on Facebook or social media is talking negatively or bragging. They're looking for a thumbs up in their winning season. So if someone gets a new car and it's $20,000 more than your new car, it doesn't mean you're a loser. Just give them a thumbs up. Do I think our society is better with social media? Debatable. I'm not going to lie, though. I like the fact that I can pop on there and see my brother's kids that live 5 hours away. Don't you? So why not use it in a positive manner? If you see someone and they're on there ranting about some nonsense, unfollow them if you can't delete them. But you've got to point blank be able to celebrate people in their winning season. You have to. It's only right. And I want you to really give yourself a second and think, what kind of energy do you think you're putting out if you're only ever complaining about other people winning? You're not going to be the winner. I hate to tell you, but you're not going to manifest your best life yet if you can't celebrate other people celebrating. Celebrate their wins with them. It's a natural reaction. If you're cranky about other people winning, that's only because you're not happy with your own life. And resentment is not a good energy to carry around. Final point. Be aware when you first wake up of what you look at. It should not be social media. There are so many apps out there that you could read that give you an inspiring quote of the day, that give you a Bible verse of the day, that give you an inspiring message of the day. Maybe you need to seek one of them out. Hell, maybe you need to make a Pinterest board of all of the inspiring things that you can find out there that really suit you. And that's what you need to read every morning when you wake up. Because if you open your phone before your feet hit the ground and you're looking at all this, you're setting yourself up for failure. I hope you enjoyed the 15-minute shift today. I hope you can take some of these ideas and suggestions and apply them to your own life, and you can see a shift within yourself. Don't feed what doesn't feel good. Don't do it. You will find success. You will find more joy. You will find more positivity when you start adapting some of these suggestions. I hope you guys have a great day. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And I ask you, if you are not a member of my group on Facebook, the Light Seekers Tribe, please go over there and join. We would love to have you. Thanks for supporting me, and have a great day.